The Orange Catholic Foundation is pleased to bring you the following Father Spitzer homily.
Well, today as we read that incredible reading from the Book of Samuel, we notice immediately that it, you know, has this complete catastrophic defeat of the Israelite people. And it seems like, you know, the Israelites did everything they could to you know, get the Lord's favor, to march with their armies, to be present to them. And yet at the same time, everything just ends up in a complete disaster area, including the loss of Hophni and Phinehas, you know, Eli's two sons. And the Israelite people are just literally struck, you know, how can this be? You know, we put our faith in Yahweh, that's the Lord, right? And we've done everything that we possibly could, you know, to, you know, including taking the Ark of the Covenant into battle with us. And now everything is just lost. We've lost the first battle. We've lost a second battle, 30,000 men reported anyway. And of course, we've lost the Ark of the Covenant, the most valued possession, the dwelling place literally of the Lord in the midst of the Israelite people, lost to the Philistines. And of course, you know, Hophni and Phinehas, you know, the sons of Eli are lost as well. And it's just pitched disaster. And you can just see these Israelites in a complete conundrum, even to the point of saying, you know, does God exist? If he does, why has he abandoned us? And, you know, they're just, you know, completely flummoxed. And there are points like that in our own lives, aren't there, where we just get to the point where, you know, you come out of this and some days you go, wow. You know, could this day have gone any worse? Really, did this happen? You know, I just remember the day, you know, I went to that eye doctor, you know, after I was having trouble reading my pointing in Hebrew in Rome. And, you know, I go down there and he goes, this isn't a problem with a bifocal. It's a problem with your retina, you know. And of course, these alarm bells are going off inside of my head. Life is going to be different if this is really true. And of course, you know, you get a day like that and you're wondering, you know, why? Why? What have I done? What, you know, have I done to deserve this? And the answer is nothing. Sometimes it could be something. Sometimes it could be that we've gotten off the track, or God's calling us back onto the track and he uses suffering to do that. That's possible. But let's suppose the answer is nothing. I can't think of anything. I haven't been going too far afield of late. You know, why is this happening to me? Or why is this, in the case of the Israelites, happening to us? And it's at this juncture, all we can do is do what Jesus did in the Garden of Gethsemane, to know that God is in control and you are not in control. But if you put your faith in him, then something is going to emerge from even the worst possible catastrophe. And this is a really bad catastrophe to happen to Israel. Something good is going to happen. A phoenix, as it were, and remember the phoenix, you know, that rises from its ashes, right? And the peacock were used as signs of the resurrection, you know, signs of the, ability of God to take control of the history of the world, so that something good is going to come out of it. Not just in world history, but in our little life histories within this grander world history. And he does. I'm not going to tell you all the things, but you can already anticipate some of the things that are going to happen here. You may even anticipate, you know, that Samuel's going to come along and
he's going to anoint this shepherd boy named David, and you know, something's going to happen with David that's going to be really significant. And of course, all of a sudden, all of this defeat, you know, is going to turn around. And suddenly, the Israelite people are going to be in a whole new place with the whole new Davidic kingdom that's going to come out of the ashes of this absolute horror. But no one can anticipate it. How could anybody have anticipated it? I mean, basically, your run-of-the-mill shepherd, you know, he's the one who's going to do this. Samuel says yes, and the next thing you know, this huge phoenix rises from its own ashes because of the will of God that Israel can't know. All we can do is put our trust in God. When the world collapses, put your trust in God. When things look like they couldn't get any worse, put your trust in God and pray fervently that he who is the master of history, he who is the master of providence in our lives individually and collectively will pull us out of the ashes. It's like Israel. Just like the resurrection of Jesus. Can you imagine being those poor apostles, you know, when Jesus is dead those 3 days, and all of a sudden the resurrection, the gift of the Holy Spirit, and boom, the church. Just imagine what God can do that we cannot possibly understand if we but place our trust in him and pray fervently that the Lord will take custody of history and bring life out of the ashes in a much grander way than any of us could have anticipated. Happened to me in my blindness. As they say, why not? Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to another podcast brought to you by the Orange Catholic Foundation.